break it down. Thank you. So, you know what? Evolution is a myth, and even Darwin.
Have you ever looked at a monkey?
Well, then why are monkeys still evolving into humans?
And
Darwin
my hair looks better with the fake wig.
do about it. And the sad reality to tell them
you're gonna,
to slap
you're gonna
on
stop
a condom
the whole country
is
from
not.
Having sex.
Yes, there is.
Turning to people while you wait. True to his word, HBO host Bill Maher releasing another clip of Delaware's Republican nominee for Senate, explaining her worldview from his old ABC show Politically Incorrect. We take you back now to 1998.
Evolution is a myth, and even Darwin himself.
Evolution is a myth.
You know what?
Have you ever looked at a monkey?
Well, then why are monkeys still evolving into humans?
O'Donnell was just clarifying comments she had made 2 years earlier in a debate with an evolutionary biology professor on CNN. O'Donnell was then asked to lend her expertise on the subject matter as a member of the right-wing Christian group Concerned Women for America. Her main concern, quote, too many people blindly accepting evolution as fact. Despite that, O'Donnell generously offered that evolution might be taught in schools in addition to creationism, because if you teach them together, quote, then it is not the establishment of a religion. After all, quote, evolution is also based on a set of belief systems, i.e. a religion, and that's secular humanism. O'Donnell also alleged that DNA is linked to God, and citing the well-known scientific journal, the Book of Genesis, O'Donnell pointed out God created the earth in 6 days, six 24-hour periods, and there's just as much, if not more, evidence supporting that.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, 103.5 LPFM. That is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, where we do micro-powered community-based radio. I do this every Thursday. Just checking in, letting everybody know. Got more to come, including parties here at the studio this Sunday. So if you are a DJ and you somehow haven't heard already, or if you're interested in being a DJ and you're tuning in right now to the station, I'd say I'd give you a shot just on principle. So in any event, just get in touch with us. We're online, wcomfm.org. Get in touch with Furious at furiousg.blogspot.com. We're having a little media O'Donnellgasm here while we spin other instrumental hip-hop teebs in the background. We've got two new albums to play with tonight from Flying Lotus, Sam I Am, Lauren Bouillon, Peter White, Robert Koch, others. Stick around. I'm Furious. Furious. And I believe in evolution. Even if I'm a monkey.
Thank you.
dating as an example to prove that something was millions of years old. Well, we had the eruption of Mount St. Helens, and the carbon dating test that they used then would have to then prove that these were hundreds of millions of years younger, when what happened was they had the exact same results on the fossils and canyons that they did on the tests that were supposedly 100 millions of years old. And it's the kind of inconsistent tests like this that they're basing their facts on. As New York Magazine reports, O'Donnell based her facts on tests run by the Institute for Creation Research, whose credo is biblical, accurate, certain. Seem to follow golden rule. Joining me now, ignoring show business warning, never follow children or an animal act or performing bacteria, the senior correspondent for American Prospect Magazine, co-author of Free Ride, John McCain in the Media, Paul Wolfman. Paul, good evening.
Hi, Gabe.
When the I Dabble in Witchcraft clip was released, O'Donnell and her camp got to it right away, addressed it right away. She has remained silent, and they have remained silent on this. Is that an admission that this is still her evolution, and there's been no evolution on her position on evolution?
Well, this kind of thing is really, whether you're talking about her belief that scientists have created mice with fully functioning human brains, or her apparent belief that, you know, your average chimp is a member of the X-Men, that's really the last thing in the world that Christine O'Donnell wants to be talking about. You know, everyone on both sides understands that the number one priority for voters right now is jobs and the economy. And, you know, Christine O'Donnell is kind of riding this Tea Party tiger, even though that's not really where she comes from. Her career has been built on a conservative culture war. And so the thing that she does not want to talk about is all those things that she spent the last 20 years talking about. What she would be on much safer ground talking about is just that the economy is really bad and we need change. If she gets pulled into this kind of culture war stuff, it's not very good for her. So.
We'll be right back.
country's most famous funny newsman as satirist wants you to circle your calendar for October 30th for real. Jon Stewart used last night's Daily Show to announce he is now hosting a march on Washington, what he calls a rally to restore sanity. Clearly his challenge, his latest one, to Fox News and Glenn Beck. Here's Sharon Alfonsi.
We will gather on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a million moderate march.
He's calling it the Rally to Restore Sanity.
But am I the right type of person to go to this rally? The fact that you would even stop to ask yourself that question, as opposed to just, let's say, jumping up, grabbing the nearest stack of burnable holy books, strapping on a diaper, and just pointing your car towards D.C., that means I think you just might be right for it.
Is the rally just intended to poke fun at Glenn Beck?
I mean, Beck in many ways is the direct inspiration.
Chris Smith wrote the cover story on Stewart for this month's New York Magazine.
He sees this rally as theater.
And Fox News is clearly his favorite foil.
And that's not good.
But...
Thank you.
far towards D.C. Hey, geez, I think you just might be right for it.
Is the rally just intended to poke fun at Glenn Beck?
I mean, Beck, in many ways, is the direct inspiration.
Chris Mitch.
As theater.
And Fox News is clearly his favorite foil.
And that's not good.
But beyond the jokes, Stewart is serious about holding Fox News accountable.
He's become a fact checker and a goad. To do better work.
After all, it was Stewart who noticed a story on Fox that made a healthcare rally appear larger than it was.
If I didn't know any better, I would think they just put two different days together and acted like they didn't.
And when Fox questioned the money trail of the so-called Ground Zero Mosque, Stewart countered.
Use the same logic to actually link Fox News with dangerous Saudi money.
For Fox's part, they dismissed Stewart as simply entertainment. And while he may be aiming for the funny bone, he's clearly struck a nerve with millions of fans.
I am not afraid of Muslims, Tea Partiers, socialists, immigrants, gun owners, gays, but I am kind of scared of spiders.
Likely to heed his call to rally. Sharon Alfonsi.
Drug was administered in a drink of water given at the start of each day's exercise. Twenty-five minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set. And the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired. 10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the waypoint
funny
out, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible.
Oh. dear, skinny, wonderful man.
Well, people, it looks like the helicopter's come for me, so I'd like to say thank you for listening, and goodbye.
The invention of radio, television, computers, immunology, so forth and so on. Data has been arriving about the practices of Aboriginal cultures all over the planet. That they dissolve ordinary realities, ordinary cultural values, through an interaction, a symbiosis, a relationship to local plants that perturb brain chemistry. And in this domain of perturbed brain chemistry, the cultural operating system is wiped clean. replaces it, replaces the cultural operating system, something not determined by history and geography, but something writ in the language of the flesh itself. This is who you are. This is true nakedness. You are not naked when you take off your clothes. You still wear your religious assumptions, your prejudices, your fears, your illusions, your delusions. When you shed the cultural operating system, then essentially you stand naked before the inspection of your own psyche. Desmond Morris called it the naked ape. And it's from that position, a position outside the cultural operating system, that we can begin to ask real questions about what is it.
Our reading I have read this week about is highly respected in Europe. See, where Bill, you just came from England. What would you say the trend is there for each
week? Well, the main thing about it is if you can do the people
exercise. 25 minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle.
In the past 100 years, as these super technologies have been developed,
the good man was more seriously affected.
The invention of radio, television, computers, immunology, so forth and so on. Data has been arriving about the practices of Aboriginal cultures,
and had to be removed
all over the planet. That they dissolve ordinary realities, ordinary cultural values, through an interaction, a symbiosis, a relationship to local plants that perturb brain chemistry. And in
after 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using the
operating system,
and the efficiency
is wiped clean. Something older.
10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible, but the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility.
Replaces the cultural operating system, something not determined by history and geography, but something writ in the language of the flesh itself. This is who you are. This is true nakedness. You are not naked when you take off your clothes. You still wear your religious customs, your prejudices, your fears, your illusions, your duties. When you shed the cultural operating system, then essentially you stand naked before the inspection of your own psyche. Desmond Morris called it the naked ape. And it's from that position, a position outside the cultural operating system, that we can begin to ask real questions about what does it mean to be human? What kind of circumstance are we caught in? And what kind of structures, if any, can we put in place to assuage the pain and accentuate the glory and the wonder that lurks waiting for us. In spite of the little bit. With 1 hour and 10 minutes of taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men. He himself then relapsed into laughter.
WCOM Radio. It's Furious George, the Naked Ape, signing off. I'll be back. Thanks for listening to Micropowered Community Based Radio. DJ Grizz is here. Stick around for Bodaciousness and more Micropowered Underground Revolutionary Radio. I'll be back. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Nice.